Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Been a long time since I've spoken to you. Thank you so much that I'm back.
Yes.
I hope that you find and your day's been good.
Ah, I praise the Lord. It's been wonderful.
Ah, lovely. Doc, we're continuing to talk about breast cancer today, prevention and healing. And it's good to know that it's not all doom and gloom, you know, as we discussed previously. There's some good news about breast cancer these days. You know, treatments keep getting better and we know more about ways to prevent the disease. That will be the focus of our talk today. Now, they say prevention is better than cure. Let's start there. What are some of the ways that we can prevent breast cancer?
Oh, yes, wonderful. Prevention is better than cure. An ounce of prevention, I believe it's also said, is better than a pound of cure.
Yeah.
First of all, we did say that every woman should understand her body, especially her breast, in this particular issue of breast cancer. Mm. We know that breast cancer is not an acute disease. It's a chronic disease. In fact, it's Dr. Mammon Wilson, a well-known naturopathic doctor in the United States of America. Mm. He wrote that a woman may not be able to feel a slow-growing breast tumor by touch for up to 8 years.
Whoa.
Until it is 1 centimeter in diameter. So it's already there and you don't even know it's there for 8 years. Mm. So that is very important. Now, in looking for other information and research to see what best can be shared within this very short time, interesting thing, but for every cancer, out of three women, one will have cancer.
My goodness.
For every cancer, out of two men, one will have a type of cancer. Mm. So that gives me a very, very, like you rightly said at the beginning, it's not a woeful picture, but it is a woeful picture, except we know what to do and to prevent it. Mm. Because if something as a tumor is in the body and you don't even know it's there and it's growing for 8 years, that means it is being fed by something that will allow it to grow. Otherwise, if it starts, if it's not being fed, then it should die. But because we are feeding it with something, it will continue to grow. Mm. Now, the statistics and prediction is that for every 8 women, that is after puberty, out of 8 women, one will have breast cancer. That is very serious. This is the United States statistics, of course. It's not worldwide. So I believe and trust that those who live in the rural places, like the China study gave to us in the study by the doctor that went to China to find the cause of pancreatic cancer and found that those who are in the rural areas, they don't usually have cancer compared to those who are living in the cities. They don't have as many incidences of cancer. So we want to believe very well that, yes, that is number one prevention. If we live like we are living in the rural areas, that is, we are eating food that is close to the garden. We have clean water to drink. We have all that it takes to live in a place where we are still living close to nature as possible. So I would say that is one general prevention that we can have in mind that will help us to not come down or to catch on to this disease. Mm. As I think about the words of God in Proverbs 26, verse 2, when I read it in the International Children's Bible, it says that curses will not harm someone who is innocent. So that like sparrows or swallows that fly around and never land, so if I'm innocent, I will not come down with the curse of cancer, because cancer looks to me pretty much, as others also have said, like a curse for this world of sin. And when we look at the symptoms of cancer and the warning signs of cancer, we will see that the things that we do in our life, how we live, is what causes cancer. Mm. So then what will then cure it is to change how we live. is to be in line with the way God has made the human body and to live in the best of health, as close to nature as possible. See, I've mentioned that one twice for emphasis. We should eat also as close to nature as possible. The more our food is processed, the more likely we are to lose the nutrients that will feed our body and give us the ability to throw off viruses, bacteria, and even cancer cells that get into our body. We should destroy it. We should have the immunity. Those who overcome cancer are those with high immunity. So if my body is showing me signs of lack of immunity, I should begin to do something. I should look at the laws of health, which is also called the laws of life. How do I eat? What type of food do I eat? Do I eat close to nature? Do I eat second-hand foods like from animal sources? Do I have enough exercise? Do I move around? Do I drink enough water? What is my level of exposure to fresh air, to sunlight? How is my temperance level? Do I eat anyhow? Do I sleep at any time? Do I sleep well at night? Do I trust God? These are issues that we must put into consideration when we are looking at prevention of cancer. They seem complicated, but they are not. In the beginning, it may look a little difficult to choose to live a simple life. And you see the word simple. It's difficult in this world of complexity to live a simple life, because when you enter the grocery store, what do you find there? Most of it is all processed foods. It makes life easy, and we live in a very fast age now. Everything is quick, fast cooker, microwave, and all these things. They do it fast, but they are not close to nature. And because they are not close to nature, they harm our body. So when we begin to prevent, when we have not even seen any symptoms of cancer, that is the best. But now, second level is now we begin to see symptoms of cancer. Possible changes in the symmetry and size of the breast. Maybe you feel a lump or mass in the breast. The changes in the skin, the thickening, the dimpling, the scaly skin in the nipple, the orange peel-like appearance, the ulcers that begin to appear on the breast, the temperature when you touch the breast, whether it is warm, hot, or pink, the nipple, the itching, the burning, erosion and retraction of the nipple, and eventually pain. At first, there will be no pain. Cancer does not give pain in the beginning. In fact, that is the difference between a cyst and tumor that is really cancerous tumor. If you feel a pain with a cyst, that's no problem. It will soon go. And if it stays there, well, good luck to it. It's not going to harm or kill the person. So cancer does not come with pain. And that's why it becomes even more dangerous because you don't feel the pain. So what do? I will advise, first of all, generally, if one is diagnosed or see these symptoms of cancer, even before diagnosis, seek for natural health care, because we are so far from knowing the things to do with cancer, and the other treatments that are available, they don't help. There are three major ways in which the scientific, medical, allopathic world deal with cancer. Evidence has shown us that they don't work as they should. And I emphasize that word. If it is nipped in the bud, many times they will help. And that is why there is a lot of shout for early detection, early detection, early detection. But if it is not early detected and then it has set in, these three methods do not help. From history, 3,500 years ago, we have been seeing in history, it's a systemic disease. You cannot now take it because some medical reports will say, well, it has a boundary, we'll take it out. Well, some of the scanning and the things that are used to find out what is going on do not entirely show the boundaries. And so it's surgically removed. Before you know it, in a few months or years, you feel it in another place. Or you say, okay, we're going to use radiation. And then they point the radiation to kill the cancer cells, then they kill many other cells as well. And then the body is weak. And then the immunity is not there to defend the body. And then cancer cells will just bombard the body and the person will die. And after 5 years, they said, well, it was successful treatment. Well, if you die after 5 years of a treatment, and that does not sound successful to my own head. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that is really what one can call successful. But then to live on and this cancer is gone is what my little head will understand as being successful. And I have seen many naturopathic, let's call it that way, health centers that have helped to reverse this disease. And so I will say, if anybody now see the symptoms, seek for help. Where you seek for help will determine the type of result that we'll get. And there are several places. I have been interned at Uche Pines Health and Wellness Center in Alabama in the United States. I have gone to Black Hills Health and Medical School. I have really read a lot about Dr. Mamon Wilson and what he has been doing with cancer. So we should seek help for such places, because on a radio program like this, it's not possible to say you have cancer, this is how you will treat it. Mm-hmm. What we'll say is that prevent, definitely prevent. And when you begin to see symptoms, now intensify prevention and now seek for help. Don't ignore it. I know some people that have chosen. I know a very close person to me that said, look, she's a nurse. She said, if I'm diagnosed with cancer, I will tidy up my home and I will get ready within the many number of years and I will go gently. Because if I say I want to go for the other allopathic treatment, they are more painful. And that is the testimony that many have given. They are more painful and they hasten death. So I would really, really recommend seek for naturopathic help, because that is where, in my own little world, I must confess, I don't know all that I have seen result. And I, by the grace of God, I've been in this walk for more than 30 years, and I've witnessed those who have chosen the allopathic method. I've seen those who have chosen the naturopathic method, and I can compare in my little world that the result have just been in the same way that when you seek it with nature, mm-hmm. you are able to reverse this devastating health problem. Because what do? They treat with aloe vera, with vitamin C, with a lot of beta carotene found in carrots. And you have to know where to get the carrots from. Yeah. And zinc and all of the necessary vitamins that are missing. And then they add a lot of juices with therapeutic herbs that are combined in such a way that from experience they have used to help to treat people who have had this breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I have seen breast cancer come. I have seen breast cancer go. I have seen terrible looking, wow. pathetic, that you would never think that breast can heal, and it has healed. Mm. I have seen it with my own very eyes. Mm-hmm. And I have seen those I have visited in the allopathic centers, how they have died in pain. Now, my world is a small world, I must confess. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, that world, for the past 30 plus years in practicing and in working with those who are doing the natural way of healing, that this is the method I will recommend. If tomorrow I find that I have such a cancer, this is where I will seek for help. This is a personal decision, and everybody must make their own decision. Yeah. Nothing can be forced. We can advocate what we know, but others also can advocate what they know. And then it's the onus is on us to check out what are the evidences that we have. Mm-hmm. What choices can we make? And everyone will make that choice. But I just emphasize that this is where I belong, and that is where I have seen, and that is where I have found that there is hope, hope for those who have used this naturopathic method, and they have been able to reverse breast cancer.
Now, you're saying you have seen it come and you have seen it go, and you're saying that you've seen some being able to reverse it. So can it be completely cured, or it's just a matter of just reducing its impact?
Completely cured is what I have witnessed many, many, many times.
Oh, Okay.
Even the one that is with wound, that is already smelling wound, you know, dead wound, and got healed. I have seen that with my eyes.
Wow.
The difference usually is that when a person have gone to use the dangerous toxic chemicals, it's almost impossible to reverse. But when a person desires and say, well, I surrender my life into the hands of my maker, I will use the method that is nature's method. I have seen them healed. I have seen it healed. So it's like, okay, I know this person, growing up with this person, and then the person, that's why I say I have seen it come. And the person came down with breast cancer and said, hey, look at me. Can you believe it? And I've seen her being treated and the breast cancer left entirely.
Wow, that's powerful. And that's actually a very encouraging, Doc. Man, I must thank you so much. I think you've left us with very, very, very extremely encouraging words that indeed it can be reversed and it can be cured. It is needless to die of this breast cancer when in actual fact there is a possibility of making sure that it is reversed. Man, Doc, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Blessings to you. Thanks, you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.